on digital,
on air,
online,
and via the ABC Listen app.
You're with Lucille Cutting on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
Learning it was a bit touch and go. There's been times where I've sort of stopped for long periods of time because being in the right headspace is really important for this kind of stuff. And we do like to keep a high standard of work, so it's not, yeah, something that you want to do if you're not having a good day. But it is something that's really helped me get through, especially through my time here. Especially some of the bibs and things, they're a bit more mindless sewing. There's not so much intricate detail in them, so it does really allow you to shut off and just do your thing and calm down and go to a bit of a better place. This is for you.
Thank you.
We get a lot of cot linen that comes in with pillowcases, but you don't give a pillow to an infant.
Yeah.
So we use the pillowcases to make up new drawstring bags or whatever it is.
Yeah,
you might feel
cute.
Like
creating. Oh, these are super cute.
Are you already getting visions of what you might do with that?
Yeah, no, these are great. We use a lot of the donated material, obviously, into the bibs and... we've got a few different styles and the little mats as well. And we've been also making the pyjama pants here. So they've got the little sets of pyjamas, which is super cute. So tiny.
I'm Claire. I'm from Tassie Mums. I'm the founder. We'll be 6 years old this October. Much bigger than I could ever have imagined when I started this journey. We have about 60 volunteers, almost 70 organisations that we work with to provide goods to. Last month we helped 104 children, so our biggest month almost on record.
And how did you get involved with Mary Hutchinson?
We have a wonderful committee member, Nigel, who has worked with the men's prison for a number of years, and he introduced us and we haven't looked back. It's been wonderful, such beautiful goods, really wonderful work, thank you.
Do you have sewing skills?
I do, a little bit. I don't have the time.
Right. Right, because how many children?
Three.
And Tassie Mums?
And all my family is in Melbourne, so my support network here is still building and growing.
What was it like for you the first time you made stuff knowing it was going to these little kids in tough times?
I really love it. I personally don't have any kids, but knowing that I'm just making a difference considering circumstances and being able to help out from where we are, is it means a lot, and it gives us a lot of purpose as well. So
did you already have the sewing skills?
No, I actually didn't know how to sew at all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, until about 3 years ago. But we had another project at the very start, which we were making sort of similar things, and we had a bit of one-on-one time for that. They TAFEs now come in and they help upskill people as well. Yeah, I very much didn't know how to sew. I actually sewed my grade 7 pillow to the floor and barely passed that, so I hadn't sewed since.
Scarred.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
But what can you do now?
Everything, really.
Sky's the limit. I'll ask you again.
Kitchen workers to the Sallyport, please. Kitchen workers to the Sallyport.
What can you do now?
Yeah, pretty much anything. Sky's the limit, whatever our imagination and resources allow, really. Everybody's pretty good at just letting us do our thing, and we can purpose it to wherever it needs to go. So this one is either a playmat or a cot quilt, a little frozen one that I put whipped together. We've also got the pyjamas that we've been making. So the tops were already made, so we made the matching pyjamas and some little scrunchies to go with them. We've also got the bib maps, the bibs, the bandanas. And we've been doing some saddlebags as well, so basically so that everyone can carry all this stuff.
Yeah.
This one specifically was to actually go with the quilt, so make a little kit. So there'll be the quilt, a bib, a change mat, and a toy as well to go with this one.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so that becomes a Tassie Mum's...
gift, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just sort of like a starter pack, really, your basic needs.
Where does that go?
Well, we'll add a few extra goodies to it, some nappies, nappy wipes, and baby toiletries as well. They go to places like the hospital at the Royal, and a lot of child and family health nurses, family centres. They're probably the most popular places, but we also work with places like Mission Australia, and they can order for all their family members and their needs. The recipients can see that love and the time that's put into these items, and it makes them a little bit more special. So all those beautiful little handmade items and the knitted beanies and the knitted jumpers really are appreciated. Yeah.
Has it made you commit yourself to one day becoming a sewer?
When the children have all left the nest and I retire, I might take up my sewing again. But I also sewed one of my school projects to my winter skirt one morning.
Oh.
I was trying to get ahead on the project and I sat there before school sewing. And then Mum said, let's go. And I stood up and my project was stuck to my skirt. So I spent the whole drive to school unpicking all my work.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I don't know about you two, but I just stapled my hem when it came down on my school uniform. Yeah. I just didn't even try. What do you reckon about sewing as a skill for the future for you?
It's super handy. Personally, I was just super excited that I could make things that would actually fit my dog because he's massive.
What sort of dog are we talking?
Labrador.
Oh,
big one.
On.
Yeah. So, personally, that's what I was going to use it for. But now, yeah, the sky's the limit. Can reupholster furniture, can actually start your own business and do these things as well. So, as well as continuing to do things for the charities.
I'm Nathan. I'm the superintendent at Mary Hutchinson Women's Prison. We got Nigel, myself and the women who work in the sewing room to have a chat together, and we agreed that we could make it work, so we started making things for them.
How long's it been going on now?
I think it's been about 6 months. Yeah. We've been doing things for Tassie Mums, and of all the things we've done, I think I've seen probably the highest amount of passion for the project. I think it, as I said, really resonates with the women. A lot of them have children. A lot of them have been in a circumstance very similar to the people that Tassie Mums is trying to help. So the ability to sort of give back into that environment, yeah, I think it really works.
Yeah, how important is it for somebody who's serving a sentence to be able to contribute to the world outside the prison walls?
Yeah, I think it's massively important, and particularly when you see, you know, things like the Facebook post that went up a little while ago celebrating the success of the program within the prison. It's important that we feed that back to the women that work in the program and say, hey, guys, you're doing a really great job and everyone's really grateful for what you're putting back in. It gives them something to look forward to, something to focus on. And it tells them that, you know, the label of being a prisoner, that's not the end of the road for you, and you can actually help, you can make a difference, and you are making a difference.
What does that mean to you?
As the manager of the facility, I think it's great. You know, the whole point of coming to prison isn't just to lock you up and say good luck. Is to try and give you some new skills, try and build you back up and send you out back into society, you know, happier, healthier, hopefully upskilled so that you can go and get a job and keep contributing. So for me, it's a pathway into building a skill set that can lead to a job. We've introduced a TASTAFE course, which is going really well, and some of the women who are making stuff for Tassie Mums are doing that course. So obviously that matches up with industry demand. So it works really, really well.
Do you now know more about sewing than you ever expected to?
Yes. I wouldn't say I know a lot, but, you know, you have to know enough to get involved.
If that bobbin is stuck, do you know how to help out?
Yeah, I call one of the prisoners who work in the sewing room and they can fix that for me. Look, I had a crack. I had a try when we had Campbell Remus from Project 365 in here, making the bears that go out to kids in hospital. That was fantastic. I spent most of my time sort of looking over my shoulder waiting for him to wander over and say, what have you done there? But, you know, after a dozen or so tries, I managed to make a leg or something like that. But, yeah, I was told quite early on that my job can be stuffing. So I stuck with that.
You did a real good job of that.
Yeah, but I think I did well.
Oh, I just heard you did a good job of that.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's a pat on the back for me.
Does it open you up to other opportunities?
I think it does. You know, it has led to some other people showing interest, and that's really great. You know, we've had things that we've done in the past, like obviously the peanut pillows for NICU, and, you know, I'm the person who delivers those, so I can see the reaction on the faces, and I feel like I'm sort of stealing that from the women who put them together. But, yeah, I tell you what, it feels really good. They make the dog blankets. They've recently started using cut-offs from the material that we use to make clothing for prisoners. So, yeah, we've had some interest in making more dog blankets from sled dogs or retired sled dogs, and that's using offcuts from prisoner clothing. So we make prisoner clothing in the tailor shop over in the Risdon prison complex, and all the leftover bits we bring over here, and then we repurpose them as dog blankets.
Do you still feel it when Nathan comes back and tells you what the reaction was like when he went to NICU or wherever and drops it off?
Yeah, definitely. You always have a lot of pride, and it's really good to know that we're making a difference.